Welcome to Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/BigJujuMedia and twitter.com/BigJujuMedia, instagram.com/BigJujuMedia, and always at BigJujuMedia.com.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg. Welcome to Big Juju Media. We are broadcasting live tonight from Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City.
Awesome, man.
So if you hear any strange noises in the background, just know we are broadcasting live from Las Vegas, from the Las Vegas Strip. Yeah. It's the nightclubs, it's the dancing, it's the babes, the casinos, the studs, it's the smoke, it's the vibe. I love it. Yes. Slot machines going off.
Energy.
It's fantastic. What are we going to be talking about tonight, folks?
Some of the things that I'm going to be covering in my very special segment on classy living are 22 big biz secrets of prostitutes and pole dancers from Las Vegas, my friends.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to be going over the 24 secrets that casinos don't want you to know about, Steve. And that's how they make all the big money and, you know. It's going to be really cool. I'm going to be revealing the 24 secrets that casinos don't want you to know.
Hot stuff. That's what we call it backstage. Hot stuff. All the stuff they don't want you to know about. That's so naughty.
But then when I do, with the interview with you, Catherine, we're going to go over 17 unladylike things that you say white Republican Christian women who are national speakers have got to stop doing. And I think that's going to be fabulous. I cannot wait to hear about that. We're just going to get into the dirty sheets of the white Republican women.
I'm just going to blow
Pastor Pernod, what are you going to be talking about here in Vegas, darling? You know, it is Sin City, Pastor. Can you handle it?
I don't know if Pastor's going to be... Pastor had a little tummy upset. I had very strong nachos and Pernod had to go comfort, and I think I left some more tar varmints toilet. But anyway, Pernod's going to go over the 12 things the Bible forbids.
Tar varmints.
Anywhere, especially in Sin City.
Tar varmints.
But we do these 12 things anyway, even though the Bible forbids it. That's why I'm going to go over, Steve. And I do have biblical proof and evidence.
Not going to matter here.
I will be quoting scripture throughout. Even though David, shaking her butts and boobies in my face.
She was hot.
Goodness, I cannot believe this. Anyway, I'm going to be providing scriptural proof and biblical evidence.
She was very
from the Bible.
She was hot.
And
that's
how we're going to wipe out the sin.
She's on her way to work.
City. By the time I'm done, this sin will be gone, says Pernod on Jesus and God.
I don't think you understand. She was very attractive. That's her corner.
Do you know
that's her corner where she works. I remember her face.
Uh-huh.
I beat her out on one of the auditions.
Really?
It's one of my signature moves.
Oh, my God.
And then my boobs lit up with a bunch of light bulbs.
No kidding.
And that was the time when my G-string caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
And, but I do remember her face.
Okay.
I should contact her for classy living.
I think you should interview her for classy living.
Oh,
I think that'd be something that's, you know, very liberal that Republicans just need to know about.
Sin.
You know, I mean, they all come here anyway, all the Republican politicians, the gay ones, the straight ones.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the alleged Christian ones. They all come here. I wonder if she knows any of them. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't talk to her. She is a harlot filled with the demons of sin.
That's
and
right,
we cannot have her coming into a biblical structural political program like the Congress of the United States. We cannot have the sin in the Congress.
I think you're a little bit late for that. I think, with all the sexual allegations coming out, there's already way too much sin in the Congress. Pastor Man, on another sinful adventure in Las Vegas.
All right, you guys. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun here at Big Juju Media's live broadcast from Las Vegas.
Oh, it feels so good to be home.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your Las Vegas headline news now. Miss Universe 2017 winner was crowned in Las Vegas as contestants speak about sexual harassment. A warrant has been issued for boxer Adrian Broner in Las Vegas and hold him for the holidays. Win Bellagio Venetian December guaranteed shows you can see. And what about that Sands Hotel, a place in the sun? Well, Las Vegas, looks outside the casinos to draw in millennials who aren't interested in buying a house, owning a car, going to church, drinking, or doing much of anything. So Vegas is going to try and get them to do something. MGM shouldn't be held liable for the Las Vegas Strip shooting, says the strippers there. And a San Jose Sharks in Vegas, a close call with tragedy of natural beauty and neon lights. The Las Vegas Fountain Show and Neon Show. Pedestrians and non-private cars are what's causing the congestion. I'm Jordan McNamara for your Las Vegas Headline News Now.
You know, I got tired of reading all those very fattening food recipes from Paula Deenowitz and Martha Stewart Lons and Oprah Winfrey Lines. And that's why I'm coming out with Classy Living. There's not going to be any fattening foods from Walmart or Trump voters in my magazine, Classy Living. It's going to be about jewels and fashion and style, sensuous and spiritual adjectives, and very womanly white Republican nouns and verbs in Classy Living, coming out soon.
I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, to Saffron, Cheese, and God. I'm hearing a little sound boost before I have to step outside so you can hear me in the opening. There's too much sin going on in this city in Vegas. I'm covering the 12 things the Bible forbids, but people do anyway. Number one, checking babes out. This time, just a couple of minutes ago, a babe was checking out Pastor Purdy. Oh, Purdy. Anyway, in Matthew 5:28, it says, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed sin and adultery with her in his heart." Well, the second thing is you can't be braiding your hair, because in 1 Timothy 2:9 it says, "Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly garments." Number three, owning expensive outfits. 1 Timothy 2:9 it says, "Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly." I already said that one, but... And what about wearing gold? You cannot be wearing gold and be biblical, because the proof is in 1 Timothy 2:9. You cannot eat bacon or sausages like all these buffets here I see in Vegas with the big people shoving a big bully cow pig in their face. It's called bacon. Leviticus 11:4, it says, "Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as in the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you." Wearing fabric blends, so basically everything in your own closet. Leviticus 19:19 says, "You are to keep my statutes." Blah, blah, blah. "Do not wear a garment upon you of two kinds of material mixed together." That is biblically sin. "Do not gossip about your colleagues." That's Leviticus 19:16. You can't be a woman speaking in church. 1 Corinthians 14:34. Don't be trimming your beard.
Coming soon to Big Juju Media. Pastor Pernod Ferner. Revealing the secrets of hidden sinners across America. Who's sinning? Who's not? Who reads the Bible? Who doesn't? The call is coming from inside the church. The call is coming from inside your phone. The call is coming from inside the Bible. God is calling you home. And Pastor Pernod is going to find your sin. Coming soon.
Well, I was saying you can't be trimming your beard, because Leviticus 19:27 says, "Neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard." And number 10, eat and sue ya. Well, the fat anyway. And Leviticus 3:17 says, "It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations all throughout your dwellings. Thee, ye eat neither fat nor blood." And you can't have tattoos, because Leviticus 19:28 says, "Do not have any print marks upon you. I am the Lord." And then the 12th thing that people do that is mentioned in the Bible we're not supposed to do is eat more than you have to. Proverbs 23:2 says, "And put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony." And that is what Bernard see here in Vegas. It's a gluttonous sin. Sin, it's sin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge of The Morning Message. Here live in Las Vegas, man. I'm going to go over 24 secrets that casinos don't want you to know about. So I hope I can get through all of them before that frickin' news cuts in again. Okay, so it's like, here we go. I'm just going to rip through these, you know. The first one, some games are more of a ripoff than others, so you got to be careful about what games you play, because other games are just okay and some really suck. Everything you see and hear in the casinos manipulates you to keep you in the casino. And security is always watching you through your entire stay at the casino, so like if you do win big, they are definitely watching you. And if you cheat, security knows it because they know all the signs, and some of the signs are like, you know, two people sitting really close together, strange or extreme money management, or what they call rubbernecking, because you're like never looking at the machine or your cards or the dice or whatever. You're always looking for security, okay? Now, the casino does not watch poker rooms too closely, okay? Because you're like playing against each other, so hello. The dealers would rather you bet your tips for them, because like a dealer's salary is all tips, so don't forget to tip your dealer. The dealers feel bad for you when you suck and you lose, so you know, yeah, sometimes dealers do steal too. It's just like the way it is. Now, chips are dirty and they're loaded with germs and disease and funk and shit, so like always wash your hands after handling the chips, you know. Also, prostitution isn't legal, but wink wink, adult entertainment does happen in Vegas, just not on camera. So righteous. Oh, the other thing is like, you're not going to believe what happens in hotel rooms, so I'll get to that right after the news. You're not going to believe
this. I'm Jordan McNamara with your late-night Vegas Strip headline news now. Green and growing in Las Vegas. Tomorrow trends today. You can see them in the future if you were born yesterday. Commissioner wants to free Las Vegas Strip from private cars. And Mandalay Bay gets elevator security 6 weeks after the Las Vegas shooting. Nacho Daddy gives back to community, and I have no idea who that is, but a man in a wheelchair was hit by a truck, killed at the Desert Inn Road and Eastern Avenue, and a Las Vegas man hits the $800,000 jackpot at the Cannery Casino. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Classy Living is coming out soon by Catherine Damiana Malou. That's me. I'm going to be having astrologist meetings and readings and guidings. Also for my stylist, my producerist, my productionist, my accompanist, my floor directionist, my cameraist, my makeupist, and my nailist, my nailist startist. Also my dress designerist and my yoga instructionist, and also my photographer. We'll be doing tarot readings, psychic readings, and all kinds of spiritual recipes that you can just guzzle on down and never get fat, because this is about classy living.
So, Jonathan, I think this is so fabulous. Oh, we're goodness. Having so much fun here in Las Vegas. So Big Juju Media broadcasting live from the casinos. Yeah. Oh, my God, the energy, the power that's
the
going
sand.
On here. I just,
oh,
everyone
fabulous.
Is so beautiful and pretty. Well, not everybody. She's not.
Look
she wasn't.
Her. No.
She's
no,
not
man.
Over there.
No,
can you believe?
Terrible.
She was a dog. Back,
look at that
oh,
guy with
oh,
her.
He oh, my God.
Very handsome.
Good.
What the hell is he doing with a woman like that?
She
I
is a harlot.
Whatever. I
but
just
she's
don't.
A
so,
harlot.
Jonathan, what were you saying now?
She's
continue
well
on with these 24 secrets casinos don't want
Demon
us to know.
Out.
Okay, well, you done, Pastor Man, having a freak out here. So here's the thing. It's really going to freak you out, Pastor Man. That people are always committing suicide at casinos, so
oh
you
got
to be careful what rooms you stay
oh
in, because there was probably a dead person in there,
oh
you know, either killed themselves or
oh
they murdered someone else.
No,
so
no,
oh
the
my
other
God.
Thing is that dealers
pretty,
don't
pretty,
have
pretty.
Pockets. It's all, like, really tight clothing, and
okay.
they wear regulation
really
outfits
tight,
given to them
yeah.
by the casino itself.
Really tight clothing.
The average gambling addict is $40,000 in debt.
Oh,
so, you know, you got to listen to your dealer when they Get tell you that bills. A table is no good because
yeah.
they're not lying and they've got nothing
oh, no.
to lose by giving you free advice.
They
so there's
so
no
good.
Conspiracy,
yeah.
okay? Don't get distracted by the sparkly cleavage and free drinks. Casinos
no
have something called party pits that exemplify everyone's
oh,
stereotypical ideas of Vegas, like strippers, gambling, and booze, man.
Hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg. We are broadcasting Life Facts Television live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's in Nevada, in a place called Las Vegas.
My
it's
hometown.
Sin City.
Yeah, my
it's
hometown.
Not Reno. It's not Atlantic City. It's
what?
Las Vegas.
What? Oh, wow. Whatever. So we're going to be covering the 17 unladylike things.
Very good.
White Republican Christian women
okay.
who are national speakers
have
got to stop doing, especially when they come to do their seminars and workshops at the big ballrooms in Vegas. Steve.
So do these sort of white Republican Christian women actually play the big room?
Not a lot of them, especially if they haven't come to my offshore retreats.
No
I have
kidding.
A module on these 17
okay.
unladylike things that I'm going to go over right now.
Very
if they
good.
Don't take the module, they can't be certified to do a workshop here in Vegas.
Okay.
Because they probably have tents filled with sin.
Oh, yeah.
That need to be replaced
oh,
every
my
month,
God.
Just like mine do. I have sinless Christian breast implants.
Those are something.
And they're very fabulous. These sinless Christian breasts.
Well, let's just jump in. What are the 17 unladylike things white
okay.
Republican Christian women who are national speakers
right.
have got to stop doing if they expect to play the big room and make the big bucks here in Las Vegas?
Well, there's a lot of things. The first one they got to do is when they're in the bathroom, you know, ladies like to go to the bathroom together, they need to stop whispering to each other in language that is extremely derogatory. Names like bitch, slut, and whore that they're calling each other, or their liberal cousins, their liberal other family members, you know, it's terrible language. They gotta stop taking embarrassing screenshots of each other in the bathroom, doing disgusting things. They're either being extremely condescending when receiving a compliment, or they're self-deprecating but using foul language, and neither one is classy living, okay?
You know, I always wondered, do white Republican Christian women actually care about old-fashioned things like manners, and what do they take pride in?
No, they're always getting angry and offended at something, like when men do old-fashioned things like hold the door, or, you know, if they just offer to help them with something, they throw a big hissy bitch fit, and, they don't take pride in such traditional things, even though they call themselves conservative. It's like, whatever. You know, the only thing they're conserving is their fat
oh my God.
And their bad attitudes, Steve.
Well, you know, I've often seen women acting really dumb, as if they're trying to play
God.
The old dumb blonde part, like in Some Like It Hot or some Marilyn Monroe thing, the bombshell, you
trying
know.
To be
Do
fabulous.
Women like to play dumb on purpose, or are they actually dumb?
First of all, most real men, most real guys who are extremely masculine and virile with, you know, they got all the right hormones going on. They're very unimpressed by this. Oh, I used to stretch to this song. This is one of my signature moves songs. Okay, anyway. No, women should not act dumb to attract a man. It's very slutty. It's very unchristian. A lot of times they act extremely thirsty around someone because they just want to get attention like a narcissist. They like to get publicly intoxicated and then vomit and then, you know, pray to Jesus because they like to get this Christian narcissistic supply. It's just, they pretend to be drunk. They pee in the parking lot outside of the synagogue or the church. I've seen this happen. It's just disgusting. They like to share the intimate details of their prayer life and their sex life, their affairs they have with all the other men at church. Some of these women are having a lot of affairs. Some of them are even lesbians. Some of them are Republican politicians already
Good
in the Congress.
God.
I mean, it's just totally disgusting,
now,
Steve.
Now, what about, you know, natural hygiene or chemical hygiene?
Yeah.
Which way do they fall on this? Since they're Christians, you know, what do they do?
Well, they're Republicans, so they always support big pharma, big chemical,
oh my
big
God,
agra,
okay.
big beef,
okay.
big milk. So that's why these women are fat. They're filled with toxins.
Yeah.
They don't remove their makeup before going to bed. They
so
don't
un-
brush
kosher.
Their teeth.
Oh
they
my
still
God.
Smell like the smoking gin they've been marinating
like a
in
sailor.
All night long in the casinos here in Vegas, as well as, you know, the back rooms in these goddamn churches.
Really?
You know, just all kinds of stuff goes on. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, let's wrap it up. What are the final things that people can take away with this for the life?
Let me
fest?
Tell
Oops,
you.
We're going to be cut off.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your continuing headlines on Las Vegas now. Putting up protection for Las Vegas Strip pedestrians is going to cost a pretty penny, and they're going to charge all the gamblers for it. A record number of security forces have been slated for New Year's Eve on the Las Vegas Strip. And Nevada Supreme Court ruling could expose MGM Resorts and Mandalay Bay shooting. The 10 best things to do in Las Vegas this weekend are something you're going to have to find out after you get there. And the Las Vegas Strip Shooters Mesquite House may go up for sale, but not for who you think is going to go there. Miss Universe contestants make a scene in Las Vegas Strip arrival, and a firm is going to study the transit options in Las Vegas Resort Corridor. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Once there was a little boy who was walking in the snow in his slippers, and he was carrying a very special book, and he went up to the Christmas tree and put an ornament on it, and even though the branch fell down and hit in the snow and broke and made the tinkling glass sound, and he stubbed his toe and fell forwards on it, put the hand in the snow and kind of got the the shards from the ornament stuck in his hand. He got to go to the hospital, get a tetanus shot and everything, because the ornament was, you know, it got crushed in the snow, but underneath the ornament, it was like a little frozen dog turd. Some little doggy had to go comfort, and he wasn't frozen all the way. And so the germs from the poo went into the little boy's hand, and then he died before Christmas. And that's not very happy Christmas for Pernian.
Some of the things I can tell you to wrap this up, Steve. Is
yes.
That, you know, white Republican Christian women—they just really need to know that. Not every man who looks in their direction is interested in them or their hips or their tits.
Their pleasure, yeah, that's
you
right.
You gotta have some brains upstairs, ladies, and stop acting like a liberal snowflake. You gotta stop swearing like a sailor walking like one,
totally
too.
Totally get
it's
it.
Like, douche that thing out, honey, or shave
God.
It or something, because you're walking like you got a couple of garbage cans shoved up
They're
there.
They're amazing,
stop
vibrant.
Stop belching and belching in public. Stop feeling the need to share every detail of your life, and stop calling every guy who looks at you a creep. I mean, get over it, you know?
Who uses the word creep anymore? I mean, is that it for the life facts? Don't call him a creep.
This is, don't get me started. No one uses that. I'm so tired of this word creep. I mean, our guys
right
creepy.
On, man.
No. I mean, look around here. Look at just...
Well, he's kind of creepy.
All these men here are gorgeous. They're drop-dead gorgeous, except for the ugly ones.
Yeah, hello.
So let's stop calling the good-looking ones a creep, okay? Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Damiana Malou, formerly Kremura Rebel, from here in Las Vegas. Welcome to Mornings with Malou, Millionaire Secrets and Classy Living. Today, I'm going to be covering 22 big biz secrets of prostitutes and pole dancers and some of my friends here in Las Vegas. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, the first secret is... Not everyone is driven to sex, okay? And there's more to us than just our boobs. And you need to ask the question if you're willing to go to a show that is, you know, an exotic dancer like I was when I was playing Kremura Rebel right before my Vegas act failed. Are you willing to tip me more than a dime or a quarter? Like, can you give me a five, a 20, or a hundred, or several $100 bills, honey? Because, look... If you can't do that, we're going to ask you, do you need a prostitute? That's another secret. That's sort of like our upsell. And then the second upsell is the chase is really on, because the really good girls get paid a lot more than you think they do. They take cash. They take credit cards. And it doesn't matter how hideous they look. A lot of the girls really are very pretty. Some of them are just, you know, butt ugly. It's like, you know, but anyway, the point is that even Frankenstein can get laid, okay? And the whole point is you got to get into the right position. These women really know how to control their man. They know how to pay off the pimp 1,000 times what you think the pimp is going to get paid, because they do help what you would consider to be the enemy, and it's totally legal, okay? It's like totally legal. And there's a lot that goes beyond sex, okay? Because not all men were created equal in terms of, you know, all those things. Two girls are better than one, and three are better than one. Five are better than one. I did one of those once, and I gotta say that, may the best girl win. Also, you gotta understand who's in control, okay? The girls are in control. They're going to charge you a lot so they can buy bigger boobs so that you pay more. I mean, it's all part of the game.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your Las Vegas late night headline news now. The Mirage confirms details of a new Italian restaurant, but not Chinese and certainly not Mexican. Steel posts are being installed along the Las Vegas Strip for safety in case people fall down after losing their money. And Las Vegas Celebrity Home is going to auction and not to be gambled off. Indulge in 16 of Las Vegas' most expensive restaurants. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Another business tip on these 22 biz secrets of prostitutes and pole dancers is don't be too mature about the whole thing. You gotta have some fun. You gotta loosen up, okay? I mean, it's Las Vegas. There are some girls that really suck. There are a lot of prostitutes and pole dancers who really do suck. It's like after she does something, you're going to say, she did what? You know, and it's like, oh my God, totally. And so another thing you do not want to get into here because it's very tightly controlled, and that is pimping. You don't want to get into pimping. You don't know what you're doing. Don't even try to get into the biz, boys, if you've never done it before. And I'm talking about pimping. And the last tip, of course, is climax. You know, these girls have done their homework for years and years and decades. They can climax in over 200 different ways. And that concludes the 22 biz secrets of prostitutes and pole dancers here in Las Vegas.
I just cannot believe that we're even doing this show here. This is so full of sin.
Oh, get over it, man.
Heard you not want to demon out.
Oh, lighten up.
I need to do a 24-hour exorcism. I feel defiled. I feel assassinated with my soul.
Okay, Jonathan, you were saying
what?
About these 24 secrets
what?
That casinos don't want us to know about.
Great.
Let's finish that up. So that the fabulous audience we have can hear that before we have to go to the next break.
Okay, so like the average gambling addict is $40,000 in debt. Listen to your dealer when they tell you that a table is no good. They're not lying, okay?
No,
they give you the free advice without a conspiracy, okay?
Yeah,
don't get
drinks.
Distracted by sparkly cleavage and free drinks because casinos have something called party pits.
I got my
and
pit.
Those exemplify what everyone's stereotypical idea of Vegas is, you know, strippers, gambling, and booze. The fancier the slot machine, the smaller the payouts, and the harder the game. It's a really good idea to quit while you're ahead because the house always wins.
Oh, yeah.
The elderly people almost never know when to quit, and they typically mess themselves like they, you know, take a dump in their pants or pee in their pants instead of leaving when they should go to the bathroom because
really
they're just great big huge addicts who refuse to control themselves and they're terrible non-bathroom habits. So
the
locals are total pros and they make their livings by tricking and fooling the stupid tourists who think it's all just good fun. So you never want to gamble against one of the locals because they'll beat your ass,
oh my God,
man.
Totally beat your ass. Don't do that.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your even later Las Vegas headline news now. 7 signs Las Vegas that's catering to the introverted traveler are going to come up with because we only have 5 signs to go. And the world's largest music entertainment venue is coming to Las Vegas. Running to Remember. Thousands are going to take part in an emotion-filled Las Vegas running marathon, but only if you can walk. Police say a drug deal led to the shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. That's it. I'm Jordan McNamara from News Now.
Go ahead, Jordan.
So like the last 2 tips of the 24 secrets casinos don't want you to know about
now.
Is that
right
everyone
now.
Gets free drinks, man. Even people who play the penny slots, you know, if you play long enough.
Oh, yeah.
And most drinks
drink.
Are like really watered down.
Oh.
They're watered down well drinks.
Oh,
so
my
like
God.
The less you spend, the fewer drinks you're
going
to be
right.
served.
This
okay.
Is I only want
and the
good
final
stuff.
Tip is don't even try to play Keno.
No.
No one has ever. I mean, like,
never.
Ever
that's right.
Matched
never.
All 20 numbers on the 20 spot ticket of Keno. So it's
devil.
Like, don't play Keno, don't
no,
even bother,
because
you're just gonna lose, man. You're just gonna be a loser,
you're
and then you're gonna
money.
Forget what you're doing, and you'll probably piss your pants and shit in your pants, and then, you know, you're gonna be carried
so
off by
Jewish.
Security because, like, you know, you
are
smell and you
now?
Suck, and you're a loser in Vegas, man.
All you people out there gambling the money away, you should give it up, basically.
Well, this has just been a fabulous time here in Las Vegas. Catherine, did you have fun, darling, coming home again?
Oh, this has just been so wonderful, Steve.
Oh,
I think
God.
We should come back here at least
no.
a few times a year
okay.
to Las Vegas.
Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah. For more Dollarville right before my Vegas accident. Oh,
darling.
I am in Vegas.
That's right.
Right on, man.
I do not think we should ever come back here. This is a city of sin. If anything, we should go to the Vatican City and see God.
No way.
Jesus.
No way.
You just, want to go. If you go to Vatican City, you're going to have more guilt than you know what to do with.
That's
Pastor
right.
Man.
I could give the Pope a lap dance.
Oh, my God. Well, that's it for our show.
Right on,
Big Choo-Choo Media Radio Show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
SoundCloud. We are live in Las Vegas for Big Choo-Choo Media.
So much fun.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone from Las Vegas.